Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
I can handle fans. They want picture. They want a conversation. I can handle fans. You see this, Stewie? I haven't had one of these in a year and a half. Someone's gonna pay for this.
Jennifer, settle down. What happened?
I'm with him.
You. Like I'm ever going to win an award playing you.
Kim and Kat.
Kat.
Stay alive, maybe.
We're a horror movie comedy podcast.
We're going to tell you. No, we're not.
Well, no, we're not.
Normally, we tell you the entirety of a movie, spoilers and all. But this is our 200th episode.
Woo!
Boop, 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 boop.
Ooh, is that our award show theme song?
Yes.
That you just sang?
It's not stolen from The Price is Right at all. So we're doing a special show today.
Yeah.
The Sammy Awards!
I'm very excited. And I also, I got a special seltzer for the occasion.
Ooh, what flavor?
You know, I've been trying to like cut back on my seltzer consumption, you know, for health, and because I'm also a walking gas ball trying to deal with that.
Sure.
But I thought, you know, today's a special occasion, so I got a new one called Two Chicks.
Hey,
and I said,
that's us.
We're two chicks.
Hey.
So what flavor do I have? This one, I have vodka with peach, cucumber tea, and thyme.
Wow. That's very good for you.
I know. I was, and like, look at the frickin', well, our listeners can't see that. I won't show, but it's very, the packaging is very pretty. What are you drinking, Burns?
Just orange sparkling water.
Mm. Gina holds out.
Tits up.
Mm. This is very good. I'm into it. A little too good. So how are you? What's your life about?
Well, I saw you this weekend.
Oh, did you? How was I?
Fine.
Yeah. That was all right.
Could have been better.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It was fun. I went to my friend's art show, and then we all had dinner, and then we went to see our friend's band play. It was like we were 22 years old again.
Literally, that's exactly what it felt like, going to see our friend's band. Though our dinner was like a little bit more upscale than we usually
way more upscale.
It wasn't in our 20s.
Barney's Beanery.
Yeah, or Taco Bell on the way to Barney's.
True.
It was a delicious Italian restaurant. Yeah, so that was really fun. That was my one outing of the week, you know. I do one thing a week. Pretty much.
Good for you.
How was your friend's art show?
Oh, so fucking cool. It's my friend that I know from Skid Row. Like, he worked at the shelter. And he's like a collage artist.
Oh, right.
And, like, so fucking good. Oh, remember we bought stuff to and gave it to Lonnie for his birthday.
Yeah, yeah. We should share. We should share. We'll share stuff in the show notes.
Yeah, his name's Dakari. He's like truly a phenomenal artist and an amazing human being. I just love him so much.
I love it. Yeah. I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast, but this I think this week I will be embarking on a bit of a spiritual quest where I am going to paint a self-portrait of myself on mushrooms.
Oh, fun.
So I will show you. I'm sure I'll show the Sammies.
I would love for you to paint a self-portrait of yourself on not mushrooms so we can have a comparison.
I'll show like the drawing of my face that I did not on mushrooms so you at least have like that comparison.
Yeah. Cuz like I could do a self-portrait of myself on mushrooms and people would be like what the fuck is that? But then I do my regular self-portrait and they're like, "Oh, you just can't draw."
They'd be like, "Oh my god, your nieces are so good at finger painting."
They're like, "That was so sweet of the 7-year-olds to do that for you."
And then you don't deny it. You're just like, "Yep, super talented." I don't understand that we've done 199 episodes. I don't understand. It doesn't compute.
Yeah, it makes no sense
with me.
Makes no sense.
So it's you know, it's difficult for me to reminisce because my brain doesn't compute that this is happening. Like, we set out to make a podcast where you and I just talk to our best friend, and we've done it 199 times.
It's pretty crazy.
It's really cool. It's really fucking cool. And I still like doing it. Yeah, I still like doing it. I still like you.
Surprising.
I still like my husband, our producer, and we haven't murdered anyone.
Or gotten murdered.
And it's like, how many podcasts?
Stay alivers now.
Yeah, how many
podcasts? That doesn't come back to bite me in the ass. Not one would.
Cut to the week after next. Eric is like, well, there's no 201st episode. They were murdered. They brought it on themselves, honestly. So, goodbye.
No, but I'm really proud of us. We've done a really good job. And there was a couple things that we agreed to on day one that, like, have continued to be true.
Agreed.
One was releasing an episode every week, which is, like, hard to do in the podcast land.
Yeah, it is.
And then two was have fun.
Yeah. And well, we did done it. We're fucking.
I still have fun.
Badass bitches.
Yeah.
And witches.
Yes. All right.
All right.
You want to give out some Sammy Awards?
I do. Woohoo.
The first ever Sammy Awards. And now your hosts, Kim Burns and Catherine Porter.
Wow. Look at this award show. Welcome. Woohoo. Welcome,
so beautiful. I guess I should ask you in true award red carpet fashion, who are you wearing today, Ms. Burns?
I'm wearing Svetlana.
Oh!
Yes.
I love it.
She's very juicy and drippy is her style.
Oh, yes.
And just straight sweat.
I am wearing also sweat. And also a really cool outfit that goes from pajamas to workout to podcast recording.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, you know.
Mine goes to swimming to podcast recording.
Yeah. There's two times when Kim wears her bathing suit. It's when she swims poorly in a pool and when she podcasts well.
It's true. Yeah. It's fucking hot. Okay. Now, shall we begin?
Yes.
You might be wondering, what exactly are the Sammy Awards?
They are named after our incredibly supportive community of listeners, aka Sammies.
Which I think we should go into how that came to be, because I actually just had someone write me recently being like, I was today years old when I realized what Sammies were.
Well,
like,
yeah,
knowing that they were listeners but not knowing how it came to be.
Yeah, no, please tell them, because I think I don't remember how it came about, but I think I remember being like, that's fucking brilliant.
Kim and Ket Stay Alive Maybe if you take the first letter of each word, it spells out KKSAM,
right,
which we started saying KK Sam for short, and then started saying Sammy's from that, I think was the mm-hmm. original reason, but then doubled down because Burp Smap is our unofficial mascot, who is mm-hmm. actually Sam from yeah. Trick or Treat.
That blew my fucking mind.
I don't even think we put that together.
We didn't.
That part came on later, and we were like, whoa, meant to be. So that's why it's Sammy's.
We couldn't have planned it better if we had tried. So we are doing Sammy Awards. Moments that stood out to our Sammys from our first 199 episodes that you guys think should be commemorated with an award.
So the way it worked was members of our Facebook group, Sammy's Stay Alive Maybe, nominated their favorite show moments in a variety of categories.
And then members of our Patreon voted to pick the winners from among those nominees.
And it all culminates tonight, where Ketrin and I,
along with some very special sexy guests,
we'll be announcing the winner.
Yay!
I honestly don't even know all of the specialness. Eric has prepared a lot of, I think, secret special stuff for us that I'm very
excited girl. About. So I live with this motherfucker and I also don't know anything, but I'm gonna give a quick little shout out here because
I was gonna say that. I was like, well, the voting was done by the Sammys, but the creating was done by producer Eric.
So this was from start to finish, Eric. Producer Eric, all of it. Kim and I are really busy and have a lot on our plate. And so we literally said, yo, bro, if you want to do a 200th episode, you are 150% the boss. And he went running with it and literally put together something that I hadn't even conceived of all of the things that you guys are about to hear. So if you enjoy this, 100% of the thank you and the appreciation goes to producer Eric. A million dings.
Yay. 200 episodes of thank yous.
You're the best. Okay, should we get started? I'm very excited. Here we go. Here to present the first Sammy of the evening. Please welcome Dread Podcast Network siblings from the podcast Friday the 13th, Maddie and Andrew.
Andrew, can you believe it? We're here for Kim and Kat's 200th episode and the Sammy Awards.
I can't believe it. I'm just looking around the room and I see so many lovely faces and so many lovely fashions.
I know. I see Gucci. I see Versace. I see Target. It's amazing in here. It looks absolutely just lovely. It really is.
But yes, we are here to celebrate 200 episodes of Kim and Kat's Stay Alive, Maybe. And it's just a testament to the talent and a testament to the friendship and loveliness of our two hosts, Kim and Ket, that they made it this far. So a hearty congratulations from the Friday the 13th crew.
Moan congrats, little sweeties. Now let's get on with what we are presenting, which is the Sammy Award for Best Made-Up Character Name. Andrew, start us off with the list.
Little Baby Burp Smap from episode 12, Trick or Treat, The Tale of Burp Smap and Princess Wilkins.
So he's wearing a burlap sack.
He's wearing over his head. So he has kind of a big round head with a burlap sack.
burlap sack, good.
Burlap sack? Burlap sack?
Burp sack?
Burp sack. I can't. So he's like a little tiny burp sap kid.
Burp snap?
No, burp snap.
Burp snap knows how to get you. Burlap sack mask.
I mean, Burp Smap definitely killed you.
Burp Smap killed me several times. I died from laughter that his fucking name is Burp Smap.
Little baby Burp Smap.
Little baby Burp Smap.
Rulesy v. McJudy in various episodes.
He is telling his deputy, Deputy Judy.
Rulesy v. McJudy.
Rulesy v. McJudy. She really is Rulesy v. McJudy. I think this is what she grew up to be.
Barbler in episode 64, Night of the Living Dead, or The Tale of Useless Barbler.
And Barbler...
Barbara. Barbler. She's Barbler from now on.
Barbler.
How did I get that?
Mary O'Reilly O'Shea O'Nicky, episode 34, April Fool's Day, the tale of Muffy, Buffy, and Mary O'Reilly O'Shea O'Nicky.
So Nikki is Mary O'Shea O'Reilly who fucks on a first date.
Fucks on a first date. Got it.
So first date Nikki, Mary O'Reilly O'Shea O'Nicky.
Wet Diapy, episode 161, Tourist Trap, or the tale of Wet Diapy.
She's the wet diaper of the bunch, clearly.
Sure.
Is that what it's called?
Absolutely not. But it, your point came across. It's wet. It's wet blanket.
Wet blanket.
I mean, but I like wet diaper way better.
They both sound miserable.
But she's a real wet diaper.
Wet diaper sounds weird. I was just thinking about how I'm going to have to call this girl wet diaper for the rest of the movie now. And it's,
yep.
Who needs a bathing suit?
And she's like, but my diapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Detective Thomas Janine Atkins, PhD, episode 62, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, or the tale of Detective Thomas Janine Atkins, PhD.
Thomas J. Atkins. Get it together.
Thomas Janine Atkins. I mean, he's, you know.
Are you having feelings for Thomas Janine?
Thomas Janine has got some swag.
I agree with you.
Swag.
I fucking agree with you. I'm like, hey, Thomas Janine, thrill me, okay?
Thrill me.
Ick Age, episode 16, The Wicker Man or The Tale of Icholas Age.
Remember that guy who you hated his name because it was... He went by, like, if his full name was Michael, instead of going by Mike,
oh,
he went by
God.
Paul.
Yes.
He went by, like, the last end of his full name.
Yes. Fair so enough. He's literally pissed off everyone. Human person that he's encountered in the 4 minutes he's been on the island.
Not cool. Not cool. Ick yeah. Age.
Ick Age.
And the Sammy Award goes to... Little Baby Burp Snap. Oh, congratulations, Little Baby Burp Snap. We're so happy for you. Yeah, we couldn't happen to a nicer Burp Snap. A little bit. You're our favorite little baby. Well, Kim and Kat, thanks so much again for having us. Congrats on 200 episodes. And once again, congratulations to Little Baby Burp Snap and to all the nominees.
Thank you so much,
Maddie and Andrew. We love you.
You guys were some of our very first pod friends, and now you're pod siblings. Thank you so much for being involved with
Turns
this.
Turns out we've been pod siblings all along.
All along. Well, I am very excited to honor Lil Baby Burp Snap. Honestly, it kind of felt like, you know, when Meryl Streep is nominated for an Oscar? Like, you're kind of like, well, I mean, Meryl's
of
winning.
Of course. You know. Lil Baby Burp Snap is our mascot.
Yeah,
aka
exactly.
Sam, aka yeah. Sam. He's the it goes. It's a fucking in.
Go ahead. What is it?
The movie.
You got it.
Where you go? Inception.
Inception. You
it's
got
an
there.
Inception. Thank you so much to Maddie and Andrew for presenting and being a part of our show. We love you guys so much.
And if you haven't already, go check out Friday the 13th podcast on the Dread Podcast Network.
Blast.
It's just so great. They're the best.
I'll never forget the moment of you being like, because I was like, oh, yeah, you know, like she's like the wet diaper of the group, obviously. Da, 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 moving on. Like it wasn't a thing. And you being like, she's the what? Like I didn't think I said anything wrong.
But it's also like such a better thing for what that means.
It
you
is.
Know what I mean?
I corrected it.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. Alrighty. What are we doing next?
You may recognize our next two presenters from our live stream shows, where they are always truly hilarious in the comments, often showing us up, and we need yes. to
Such
show them out. Yeah.
Now, to present the award for Best Word Salad, please welcome the hosts of the Civil Gore podcast, Tim and Brian.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Wow, Tim, can you believe that we're here? I mean, look at this crowd. This is kind of a big deal.
I know. It's so formal. I feel like I should have at least worn pants. Also, did you see the crowd? It's a veritable who's who of Sammy royalty. I saw Burps Matt backstage. I saw Rulesy McJudy.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, they even found Paul. I mean, and I kind of had a nice little chat with him, too, back there. But, you know, apparently he's being forgotten is kind of still a sore spot for him. So kind of don't bring that up if you talk to him.
Okay. Thanks for that tip. Okay, well, let's get into the task at hand. We have the distinct honor of announcing the next category for the Sammy Awards, Best Word Salad.
Ah, yes. It's one of my favorite categories, too. For these amazing ladies have transformed their vocabulary forever. So this is pretty important category for us here. So without further ado, here are the, oh my gosh, I can't think, Tim, the names of the things that could win, nominunoos.
What?
I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, it's for best word
salad. Nominees?
Ah, that's it. Nominees. Yes, thank you. Okay. Yes. And anyway, it's nominees for best word salad. So, here it is. We got Kim Burns, Soccer Goals, episode 24, 47 meters down. The Tale of Major Technical Difficulties Under the Sea.
Stop rocking around it.
Okay.
In the little square situation.
I don't even know what you're trying to say. They have little square situations wrapped around them?
You know how a soccer goal looks? How it's just broke with the squares?
A net?
A net?
They have soccer goals wrapped around them.
Kim Burns, Barbler, episode 64, Night of the Living Dead, The Tale of Useless Barbler.
Barbler?
Get that. What was the next word supposed to be?
Slowly.
Slow. It's Barbler. I love the name Barbler.
Ben is putting doors on doors.
Barbler, help me put doors on doors.
And our next nominee, I kind of sense a pattern here. Kimberly Burns, The Birds Are Chopping, episode 21, The Orphanage, The Tale of Double Dings and Wooden Toys.
Seems like springtime, birds are chopping.
God damn it! I lose!
Fuck my life! What the fuck?
You were so getting into it! You were being so theatrical!
I said three words, I already fucked up!
And our final nominee for Best Word Salad is Kim, the head of the Traveling Road Agency from episode 171, Motel Hell. The Tale of the Official Meat Slogan Contest.
And Sheriff is like, oh no, I better call it in to the, the head of the traveling road agency.
Were you trying to say Rangers or Sheriff's Department? Or...
None of those things was I trying to say. I'm more like Transportation Department.
Okay.
Which is... pretty much what I said.
Yeah. No. Yep. Okay. She said what she said, everybody. Got it.
Okay. Here we go.
I am so excited, Tim.
All right. Let's announce the winner.
And the Sammy goes to Kim Burns, Barbler.
This is Barbler's second nomination tonight and first win.
Wow, that is one deserving winner, I have to say, Tim.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, now, I guess we might as well dig into those amazing Sammy gift bags we got there. Did you see those, by the way?
Oh my gosh, yes, they are amazing. I mean, there's a replica Burps Bat, there's a bottle of Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. I mean, this is fantastic.
This is just great. Well, what an honor to be able to be a presenter here, and I guess take it back, ladies.
Thank you so much, Tim and Brian. Again, you guys have been with us from day goddamn one.
Yes.
And we would not be the same without you.
We also appreciate all of your support, all of your hilarity.
Yeah. Also, I think you guys are friends with my mom on Facebook, which I just love.
That was so amazing. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, Kim.
Thank you. I think I mentioned to Ketrin the other day, I was like looking at the nominees, you know, and I was like, wow, it's always like a pretty shared pot between the two of us. You know what I mean? But, you know, I was like, there's one category that just me. It's you, one of my special skills.
And you had what I would consider to be within that category, the stiffest competition. Of yourself.
All of them make sense. What does a net look like? I mean, it's literally netting. A net is also a soccer goal.
Exactly. So that's what I said. Stiff competition among yourselves.
Barbler was a true word salad, though, where I really was just like, blah, 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 blah. So she deserves it.
Well, congratulations, Barbler. Up next to present the award for best voice acting, please welcome the managing editor of Dread Central and host of the Development Hell podcast on the Dread Podcast Network, Josh Kornga!
Well, thank you, Kim and Kat, for inviting me to be a part of this very elegant 200th episode extravaganza. I couldn't be more proud. And to be honest, I'm actually especially proud to be presenting the best voice acting category, because I like to think that I am a bit of an amateur voice actor myself. I have never had a gig, but I think maybe one day down the line a gig is possible. Please support me in this venture. Okay, well, to get to it, the nominees for best voice acting are Ketrin Porter, Red, episode 39, Us, The Tale of the Fitted Burp Smack.
Once upon a time, there was a girl, and the girl had a shadow.
That was the impression I've been working on. I'm crying. I'm so upset. Okay.
Ketrin Porter, Drunk Frat Brad, episode 57, Night of the Creeps, The Tale of Thrill Me with Some ASMR.
And then Slug Scamper By.
And he's like, what? What are slugs? And so he bends down. So I got salmon slugs.
And then a dog walks up.
Uh-oh. Hey, doggy. What's up? What are you doing? Did you see the slugs?
Lauren Ketrin Porter Martin, Jerry Toonytown, episode 82, A Dark Song, A Tale of Jerry Toonytown.
She's gonna try to open the door. I'm gonna run out past that salt circle, and I'm gonna go. Shit's getting weird. Hey, demon friend, do you wanna come? You seem cool.
Sure, I ain't got nothing to do until Tuesday. I have jury duty.
He's got jury duty.
It's jury duty.
Kim and Kat, French, but also Italian, question mark. Horny animatronic alligator. Episode 197, Willy's Wonderland, The Tale of Ick Age's Work-Life Balance.
Alligators, washing.
This is very sexy.
You better kiss the girl.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was there when Ariel wanted to get kissed by Prince Eric. I have fallen on hard times since then. I got a job in Willy's. It did not go well for me.
There's been no fucking in front of my face.
I can only do Italian. I can only do Super Mario Brothers Italian. I was going to jerk off, but there's no one fucking anymore.
God damn it!
And the Sam goes to Kim and Kat, French Italian horny alligator. I knew it.
Josh! Thank you so much. You guys, Josh is so busy and so incredible at everything that he does. Thank you so much for taking time out to present this really esteemed award.
We love you. Thank you for all of your support in the behind the scenes so much that you do for us. We really appreciate you. And Dredd,
shout out.
I'm so sorry to be sharing this award with you when you actually do amazing voice acting in so many of the episodes. And mine is just a very bad accent.
I appreciate that. But in all honesty, can we call my French accent good? I don't think we can call it that. So it's, you know, it's a wash. And I'm happy to share awards with Ms. Burns.
Thank you. You too. My Super Mario Brothers Italian is fantastic, though.
Oh, it's like I'm in a video game.
But I do love all the... Jerry, obviously, best friend of ours. Drunk Frat Brad is actually one of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
That one always makes me giggle.
I will say I'm a little frightened that Red didn't win. And Jerry Toonietown to me is sort of the Leonardo DiCaprio of everything, where it's like, really? It didn't go to him? It was, you know what I mean?
And Red was like the foreign film that was like actually kind of the best. But like we wanted to go with like the horny French alligator, obviously.
Exactly. Because we're dumb Americans and we don't get foreign films. Yeah, that checks out. That checks out. Yeah.
I love it.
This next category wasn't originally going to be included, but it was suggested by one of our Sammies. Thank you, Julian.
And now to present the Sammy Award for Creepiest Burp Smap, please welcome the host of the Horror Trivia Podcast, Kim and Ket Survive the Cellar, the ghosts of Kim Burns and Ketrin Porter.
Wow, thank you so much for having us.
Honor to be here.
Not entirely sure how you got us out of the basement, but, you know, Wendell let us out for the evening, so here we are.
I'm still stuck down here.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were right behind me. I'm so sorry. Oopsies. Well, anyway, without further ado, here are the nominees for Creepiest Burp Smap. Lil Baby Burp Smap, Episode 12, Trick or Treat, The Tale of Burp Smap and Princess Wilkins.
Fitted Burp Smap, Episode 39, Us, The Tale of the Fitted Burp Smap.
Jason Burp Smap, Episode 83, Friday the 13th, Part 2, The Tale of Jason Burp Smap.
Uncle Burp Smap, oftentimes forgotten. Episode 35, The Forest, The Tale of There Ain't No S'mores in This Forest, Bitch.
And finally, Root Face Burp Smap. Episode, oh God, I have to read a Roman numeral, and I wrote it myself. Hold on, I got it. 67?
47.
That's what I said. 47. The Tale of Root Face Burp Smap. And the Sammy goes to...
Lil Baby Burp Smap!
This is Lil Baby Burp Smap's second win tonight and second nomination.
Wow. He is sweeping these awards.
How is he even going to carry all these very heavy awards?
Well, he's got his Burp Smap that he carries with him.
Oh, yeah. You know what this also pointed out to me? Like, we had, like, a run of Burp Smaps for a while.
Right.
Where we were like, is there a Burp Smap in every episode?
I was just thinking that. I was like, wow, we haven't had a Burp Smap in a long time.
We haven't had a Burp Smap in quite some time. So, Sammy's, I guess if anybody has any ideas of movies we can do where we can reinvigorate the Burp Smap fashion, you know?
Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
I'll make that a Patreon. Let's bring it back. Poll.
I love it.
Nominate some more burp smaps for us.
Some more burp smaps. Yeah. Let's keep this train chugga 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 chugga. Now to present the award for best jump scare, please welcome the hosts of Girl That's Scary on the Dredd Podcast Network, Kat and Jack. Woo! Woohoo!
Thank you so much, Kim and Kep. We're so happy to be here. We're so excited. Yes. All right. Congratulations on 200 episodes.
Yes. Come on.
That is iconic. That is a milestone. Okay. We're at a fancy affair. We got our gowns on. We got on our tights. We got on our good shoes. Okay. And our big purses. And we're swinging through in here. Yes. Telfy gang. All right. But tonight is not about Telfars. Tonight is about important moments in horror, the moments in movies that make you jump out of your skin. We're talking about the best jump scares.
And now the nominees for the best jump scare. Cat's Post-COVID Brain, episode 193, Gungeon and Haunted Asylum, The Tale of Granny Panty Forest.
See, Lex says to camera, we've already set up the high-tech equipment for a supernatural and ghost sighting. So here's the rundown. Bang!
Why was that your reaction?
I don't know. I guess it's post-COVID. That's why I get scared now. I don't even know where that came from.
It's just such an extended scream.
Cat Scared by Eric Coming In, episode 195. Friday the 13th, part 5, A New Beginning, The Tale of No Bra, All Boobs.
Now who's the bitch, bitch? Ah!
What's wrong with you?
I just wasn't expecting him back so soon. And
I could literally hear him coming in. I was like, oh, that's Eric opening the door right now.
Cat Scream from The Night House, episode 180, The Night House. The Tale of Rebethica at Dawnsk.
No.
And the Sammy goes to Cat Scared by Eric Coming In, Friday the 13th, part 5. Woo!
Cat and Jazz, thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies. Our pod siblings. We're so grateful so many of our pod siblings were able to join us on here tonight.
And you guys are so cool that you make Kim and I cool by association.
Yes, please go check out their podcast, Girl That's Scary. They're really, really awesome.
This honestly, this feels like the upset of the evening so far.
Shocking? Is it shocking?
It's shocking. Yeah, it's shocking where it's just like everyone knows, you know, like Warren Beatty gets up there and he says La La Land. And then it's like, oops, nope, I'm old and I read it wrong. That's not who won. That's how it felt. I was sure it was going to be my strange Gongium.
I thought it was going to be Gongium too, because that was so insane.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if it was the authenticity of an actual...
Well, they were all authentic.
That's true. But I mean, like, an actual intruder. Well, I guess my husband's not an intruder in my own home, but you know what I mean.
I heard him because it's Eric.
That's truly... That's the only time I've ever not heard him, ever. I'm always just constantly hearing him always. So I think maybe that's why it was so frightening.
That I can see that. Like, it was unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations, Ketrick, for your joint scare award.
Oh, I'm sharing an award with my honey. That's neat. Cool.
And now to present the Sammy Award for Best Episode Title, please welcome Mikey from the Horror Virgin Podcast.
Woo! So happy to be here. There's not a black tie party that I would miss. I love free food, free finger foods, free drinks. I'm here for it. I love it. We're here to celebrate this podcast. Presenting the Sammys is such an honor. It's been one of my lifetime goals, so I was really happy to accomplish it. Let's see here. I'm presenting the category on Best Episode Title, and there's a lot of good nominees here. I know they've worked really hard, and they've all had good years, but we're going to have to narrow it down to one. So the nominees for Best Episode Title are Episode 73, The Thing, and that title is The Tale of Holden Dix to Save Humanity, which is pretty accurate for the movie The Thing. episode 165, The Mist, The Tale of Hot Dog Measurement System. Episode 178, Lake Placid, The Tale of How Bill Pullman Should Have Won America's Next Top Model. So true. Episode 74, The Evil Dead, The Tale of Rickety Jickety King Colored Turtlenecks, which I rehearsed to say and still laugh. And last but not least, episode 163, Malignant, The Tale of Dumb Dead Dickless Derek. And the Sammy goes to episode 73, The Thing, The Tale of Holden Dicks to Save Humanity.
It's not going to attack us all right now standing in a group.
Right. So that's our strong suit, is to be in a group.
Yes. And now we have an added layer where he's like, also, there's a
we
storm.
We all need to hold each other's dicks
hours.
While we pee.
Right.
That's the solution. I don't know why we've stopped holding each other's dicks.
I don't know either. What the fuck? Why are we not all
holding? We all need to be holding a big fucking circle jerk.
Yeah.
And never fucking
dicks.
Let each other go.
Yeah.
That's,
everybody give me
that's
your dicks.
What needs to be happening right now until spring.
I agree.
Thank you for having me, and congratulations to the winner.
Thank you so much, Michael. We really appreciate your support, and Todd and Paige. You guys are amazing and hilarious.
Over at Horror Virgin. And I hear that this is Mikey's favorite horror movie, so that's a really special night for him that he got to present.
That's the
award.
Word on the street. That's yeah. The first one I recommended to him, I think, because he loves it. So I was like, oh, this is a special title. That's for
love
you.
It.
Thank you for being our pod friends. We love you.
Wow. That's I. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and toot my own horn here real quick. My episode titles are fire, and I love them. So you're welcome, everybody.
Toot away.
Yeah.
That's definitely my favorite. That one and probably Bill Pullman Should Have Won America's Next Top Model. Those two are my favorites. But you can't get better than The Tale of Holden Dicks to Save Humanity.
Agreed. Kim, I'm having so much fun. I think we should do an award show at every episode. Just every episode. We just give ourselves awards. I love
just
this.
Give ourselves awards.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our new podcast is Awards for Ourselves. Please join us.
Great. Perfect. That's what brings me joy. I'm having a blast. This is so fun. I'm so glad we had like so many. I mean, I think what's really cool is we couldn't do this without people listening to our little podcast. So
I agree. I feel very supported by our community of all our amazing Sammies and all of our amazing pod and hard film friends that like have come to support us on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so cool. Thank you guys. So
okay,
much.
Enough mushiness. I wanna get back to us winning more things.
Okay.
Let's go back. Let's go.
Only a few awards left.
All right. Home stretch, everybody.
Now, to present the Sammy Award for Most Random Tangent, please welcome the director of All That We Destroy and Satanic Panic,
Chelsea Stardust.
Thank you, ladies. I am so happy to be here. And I just want to say congratulations on 200 episodes. That's awesome. Okay, on with the show. And now, the nominees for Most Random Tangent. Kim's Never Seen The Sound of Music. Episode 59, Pegazooza, The Tale of the 63-Year-Old Baby.
Can I tell you a confession?
Please.
I'm not sure I've seen The Sound of Music. I'm not sure I've seen it. And I think I know like the story and I know a lot of the music.
You need to shut the fuck up right now. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my fucking
well,
God.
Well, it looks familiar and I know the deal, you know. But
you know
like,
the deal?
Yeah.
You know the deal? Like,
I think
what
I've
the
seen
literal
clips
fuck?
Too.
You've seen like, clips. Oh, you've seen clips. I can't.
I don't know that anyone on a horror movie podcast has ever gotten so mad at someone else for not seeing a musical.
Can't.
Kim's Barfing History. Episode 191, You Are Not My Mother, The Tale of Kim's Origin Story.
She immediately pulls a Kim, rolls over, and barfs into a trash can.
When's the last time I threw up?
The amount of time it would take for you to live down your barf habits. Humans don't live that long.
It was so many years ago.
Like, you just will never live it down. Like, don't worry about it.
If she pulled a real Kim, she wouldn't even have rolled over and thrown up in a bed.
No!
She would have just thrown up right in that bed.
Just, yep, exactly. See? Kim can't even let herself live it down. I don't know why you expect me to.
ASMR, episode 57, Night of the Creeps, the tale of Thrill Me with some ASMR.
And welcome to episode 57. This is the ASMR Kim and Kat Stay Alive podcast.
There are some people that fucking hate ASMR, and they were all just like, goodbye.
Is ASMR. That even what it is? I don't know. Like, I don't know what it sounds like.
Really. No, that ASMR. Is what it is. There's this
it's just
one
sounds
chick
of like life.
Yeah. Well,
and people's and like bodies.
There are some people that get an actual like tingle at the back of their neck when they hear certain sounds. I don't get that. Eric does, to the point that like before there was ASMR YouTube videos and things like that, Eric would sometimes enjoy listening to telemarketers because it gave him a tingle in the back of his neck.
Big Milk, episode 37. Let the Right One In, the tale of Big Milk.
It's a myth that there's a ton of calcium in milk. It's a myth, actually. You can get way more calcium from totally other things. Like broccoli has like 12 times the amount of calcium in it that a glass of milk does.
Really?
It's all Big Milk telling us. Telling us that we gotta drink milk when we don't.
Big Milk. I didn't know Big Milk.
Yeah, it's all a conspiracy cooked up by Big Milk.
I didn't know.
I'm serious.
Two Chains, episode 155, Caveat, the tale of very expensive itemized invoices.
So he's now in the basement just pulling on the chain in the center.
Okay.
I don't think it's where he's connected to. It's just the other chain. I don't know. And it's like, I mean, the chain is so long, I've never known where it started.
Well, Kim, if you never saw where his chain started, and we found a starting point of a chain, it is a little bit of a leap to go, well, this is clearly a second Jacob Marley chain. I think we can safely assume it's the one chain.
This makes more sense.
Yeah. Listen, this is no mansion. I don't think this is a two-chain household.
Makes sense.
So he's pulling at the chain in the basement, which is, in fact, his chain.
His chain. And it's just so long.
It's so like, long. How could you possibly be expected to know this much about chains? Neither of us are chain scientists.
I couldn't possibly know. I'm embarrassed right now because now everyone knows that I thought it was two chains.
And the Sammy goes to Two Chains, episode 155, Caveat.
Chelsea, you are such a badass bitch. I just need you to know that. Thank you so fucking much for coming on and presenting an award.
Yes. We really appreciate your time and you're just fucking amazing. Go watch her movies. She's so fucking talented.
I gotta say, I had Two Chains on my bingo card, despite the fact that I'm still mad about the Sound of Music fiasco.
Even listening to the nominees, my eyeballs almost got stuck in the back of my head from rolling them so hard hearing that one.
They really did. But so far, Kim has now seen it 3 times since that was recorded.
That's true. She's really made me pay it forward and backwards.
Forward to herself and backwards to me.
Exactly. Two Chains is...
It was a special time in your life.
Is... I don't know if I have the right words for how I feel about Two Chains. It's one of my favorite moments caught on camera of my life. Because, like, you know those moments where you, like, watch, you know, like, as actors.
Yes.
There's certain things that are a little more challenging to, like, make super realistic. Mm-hmm. And you, like, watch it, like, when other people do it. And sometimes you're like, that was great. I believed you. And other times you're like, no. Yeah. So sometimes I like to like watch people do that in real life, you know, and so like having a realization come to you
Yeah.
I feel like is one of those moments. And like that was like one of the deepest realizations to ever appear on my face that was caught on camera. And it's very special.
I actually hear that they're showing that clip at the Stella Adler acting school now to show
out of a genuine realization.
Yeah.
And then feel really stupid about it.
Yeah. They're actually, it's a whole course that they're doing just based on that clip. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. I really, that's one of those moments where it's like, oh, we're like pre-recorded. I could have just forced you to cut it out, but it was too good.
It was too good. We are pleased to welcome our next presenter, co-writer of the movies Ready or Not, Scream 2022, aka Scream 5, aka 5 Cream, and the upcoming 6th installment in the Scream franchise, as well as episodes of Stan Against Evil and Castle Rock Season 2.
Presenting the award for Best Running Gag or Catchphrase alongside a special guest, please welcome Guy Busick.
Hello, this is Jerry Tooneytown's uncle, Larry Tooneytown, and I have been asked to co-present an award for this show, whatever it is that my nephew occasionally appears on. And I'm supposed to introduce this dude who has supposedly written some scary shit. Guy Busick.
Well, thanks, Larry. Big fan.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow. Jeez, coming in hot. Well, yes, as my esteemed co-presenter has mentioned, my name is Guy Busick. I have co-written a couple of movies that have been covered on this very podcast, Ready or Not and Scream 2022. And I'm a huge fan, and this podcast has given me hours and hours of laughs and enjoyment, always brightens my day. I've had thousands of laughs. At last count, I believe it was 4,027 laughs. Very important to keep track. And I just want to say congrats to Kim and Kett on 200 episodes, and I look forward to the next 200.
Get to the fucking nomination.
Okay, Larry. You can just chill out. Just calm down. And the nominees for Best Running Gag or Catchphrase are Boner to the Face, Episode 40, Summer of 84, The Tale of Peekaboos.
How you doing?
And he's like,
gaga.
And then he hits himself in the face with his boner.
And then she immediately looks out the window and she's like, wow, huh, you have a better view of my room than I thought. And he's like, I've never seen you naked. And she's like, oh, too bad, because I have a great body. And then she starts
boner
looking
hits him in the face again.
Oh, you're going to like this one, Larry. Jerry the Demon, a.k.a. Jerry Tooneytown, Episode 82, A Dark Song, A Tale of Jerry Tooneytown.
Represent.
You got any demon plans tonight?
That's not even a scary demon.
I don't like it.
It's like a bro demon a little bit.
Sup, bro?
I'm just going to hang out with me and my demon best friend.
Cool.
Can we name our demon best friend Jerry Tooneytown?
Jerry Tooneytown.
It's pronounced Jerry Tooneytown.
Excuse me. Tooneytown.
All the spaces. Snow space, forest space, space space, relationship space, etc. Various episodes. Gina holes out, tits up. Episode 42. I don't know why it was Nick Cage there. Emily. The Tale of Gina Holes Out Tits Up.
Jacob gets on the walkie and says, Howie, I think I just saw my first China hole.
What the fuck is a China hole?
I don't know. But I think if I had just heard it, and maybe it was Gina Hole, maybe.
Oh.
But like, it was subtitle. I always watch the subtitles, right. And it definitely said China hole. I don't know.
Regardless. China holes out, ladies.
China falls out, tits up.
Let's go.
New slogan.
Creepy Crap Bag, Episode 43, Ouija, Origin of Evil, The Tale of Creepy Crap Bag Kids.
And she is pulling something out of the wall.
What? Oh my god.
And
I'm never having kids.
You're right.
because they pull things out of walls.
They're too creepy.
They get haunted. They're super creepy.
They're too creepy.
They have other moms that drown them. Like, it's just, it's a fucking crap bag of terrifying to have kids.
And finally, Stab Forever. Various episodes.
And Lou manages to wrestle the scissors away from her and stab, 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 stab forever.
Thank God.
So they were really good at the stabbing forever. Because remember, we were dealing with Art the Clown and we were like, why this bitch only stab once?
You cannot stab once. You've got to stab forever.
Like, there's not a limited amount of stabs in one's life. You can stab forever.
Stab forever.
And the Sammy goes to... Boner to the face!
And she just goes, well, he's more of a man than you, jerk-offs.
Whoa!
And she walks out of the room. And they all freak out. And they're like, and oh, damn, baby.
All of their boners hit them in the face. Of their faces.
They all get black eyes from their boners hitting their face.
And each other's boners. Yeah, they're like, just boner.
My eye!
Thank you for having me. Proud to be a presenter. Sorry, co-presenter. And I'm just curious, Larry, what do you think of the podcast?
It's fine.
Wow. That was, I've heard Jerry talk about his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they're not on the outs anymore. I'm glad that they're finally repairing their relationship.
He seems very supportive.
Yeah,
it's great. Jerry. I really appreciate Larry Tooneytown. and Guy, I didn't know that they were friends, actually. It's such a small world.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, Los Angeles is big, but it's really small. And I do also just want to say, Guy, you're so much more than a friend to the pod. You're a friend in our real life, and we love you so much.
Such a delight, and has our same amazing sense of humor, obviously.
Yes.
Hashtag theater kids.
Yep.
Okay. Boner to the face. I agree with that one. Boner to the face.
It's so applicable to so many experiences, I think, is what makes it have that staying power.
I think the spaces were a big one for me. Those ones I love. Mm-hmm. I love spaces.
Yeah, all the spaces that we're terrified to be in. Yeah. In a special ceremony held earlier today, Sammy Awards were given out in the following categories.
For Best KK Sam Spinoff Podcast,
All the Russes! And for Best Moment to Make You Laugh While the World is Burning,
it's pronounced...
Jod.
Saw this funny message or tweet. Someone said, what if God came down one day and just said, it's pronounced Jod. Oh, God, that made you laugh as much as it did me.
Okay, if you ever need to make me laugh, you just tell me that John is watching and I... That clip will never not make me so happy.
Congratulations to both those winners, both KK Sam classics, well-deserved. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And obviously, hail John. you will know our next presenter from such horror classics as Jennifer's Body, Red State, and Scream 2022. Please welcome Kim, keep it together.
The one, the only, of my eye,
Kyle Gallner.
Thank you, ladies. Every so often in this business, you come across a talent so singular, so impressive, that you have no choice but to put it on your resume.
Demon Hands grabs a chainsaw. They just chop their own hands off. Let's just be clear. Wow, that was
a very good chainsaw sound. Wow. Please put that on your resume. That was a great chainsaw sound.
Thank you. I've never done that before in my entire life.
Holy shit. I mean, the nuances of the starting it up and then it powering down. It was, I am blown away right now. I am just utterly, utterly aghast at that sound that you did. And knowing it was your first and only time, I just, wow.
Thank you so much. Your love for that really surprised me. I feel
seen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
It is my honor to present a Kim and Kett Stay a Lifetime Achievement Award to Kim Burns for her freakishly realistic chainsaw impression. Congratulations, Kim, and congratulations to both of you for making it to 200 episodes.
Well, guys, I'm officially hosting by myself because Kim.
I didn't know that was happening.
No, she did not. Kim is a ghost, and then her ghost passed on. It went into the light. She has no unfinished business. She's gone forever.
I didn't know that was happening. I knew that Kyle was doing something. I didn't know what he was doing. I'm crying. I'm actually crying. I don't even care. I never even had posters hanging on my wall, and I'm suddenly living like my 12-year-old fantasy in some weird way. I'm like becoming a 12-year-old girl the older I get.
Well, congratulations to you, Ms. Burns, on your Lifetime Achievement Award presented Switchblade Kyle Gallner.
I'm literally crying.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Thank you so much, Eric.
Well,
why am I crying so much?
I can't tell if it's cry or sweat at this point. It's like a mixture of both.
I think it's both.
Tears go really well with my Svetlana dress, actually. So it works out well. I'm just... Just dripping.
Wow. Does it feel good?
Everywhere. I'm dripping everywhere. It does feel good.
Zing.
That was amazing. I don't even know how to contain myself. I don't have the words. We should probably just move on because
I can't handle
it.
Here we go.
And now on to the final award of the evening.
It all comes down to this.
Oh my goodness.
This is very exciting. This
is the moment we've all been waiting for, folks.
Truly.
Our next presenter has appeared in Idle Hands, The Fanatic, Final Destination, and the new Chucky series.
As well as my personal erotic fantasies ever since he became a real boy in Casper.
Presenting the award for favorite episode as voted on by Sammies, please welcome via the Sammy Awards hotline... Devin motherfucking Sawa!
Kim and Kat, I would like to congratulate you. It's Devin Sawa, by the way. I'd like to congratulate you on your 200th episode. That's amazing. It's 200 is phenomenal. And I'm so happy that I could have been a small part of it. Congratulations. Thank you. You guys are amazing. Congratulations. All right, now the nominees for favorite episode. Episode 88, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, the tale of people named Chad and what to do about it. Episode 26, Hellraiser, the sexy tale of goop body and British shoulder pad. Episode 98, The Final Girls, the tale of Rudely V. McJudy. Episode 174, Jack Frost, the tale of Science Kit. Episode 62, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, the tale of Detective Thomas Janine Atkins, PhD. Episode 57, Night of the Creep, the tale of Thrill Me with some ASMR. And the Sammy goes to episode 88, Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Life is short. You got to go after what you want. And she needs you. She needs you more now than ever. Especially because she's always falling down and hitting her head and knocking herself out.
Right. And she's just always surrounded by chance.
And Dale says, I don't know where he took her. And Tucker says, Jangers will know.
Jangers will know.
I knew that that would get Catherine the most.
He may not be able to see real good, but he can sure smell love. And he can follow the trail.
The story of Jangers. And Tucker, or Dale says, but I'm not leaving you. And Tucker says, I'll be fine. Go. And here's our moment, Ketrin.
Okay.
Tucker says, friends forever. And Dale says, best friends forever.
Burnsy, hold my hand through the screen.
I am.
Friends forever.
Best friends forever.
Okay, Burnsy.
Again, congratulations on 200 episodes. I love it. Amazing. Keep it up. You guys rock.
You guys, the amount of people that I called today to tell them that Devin Salvo was presenting an award on a podcast. I have also passed on. So again, this is our last episode.
Congratulations to our ghost hosts who are now taking over our podcast.
Yeah, this was it for us. We peaked, we're dead, and we're at peace. So
that was I didn't have words already, and now I have less words. That was just really, 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 really fucking cool.
I'm not
usually one to fangirl, but that was really, really fucking cool, and I'm really, really, really fucking grateful.
I'm actually
crying.
Like, the idea that Devin Sawa took time out of his day to say the sexy tale of goop body and British shoulder pads. I don't know what to do.
And science tits.
And he was talking about your science tits.
He was talking about your science tits.
I'm having a very emotional moment. Mm-hmm. This also goes along with actually Tucker and Dale, who are like, I also agree that like that's always the episode I recommend when people ask. I haven't listened to it since we recorded it probably, but like it just was like such a good culmination of like fun and, you know, horror, mm-hmm. but then like our friendship and like we cried and it was just like so
us.
And
wow.
I'm just so grateful to all of you guys.
I'm just so happy.
truly, like, thank you so much for listening and for supporting us and, like, you know, doing silly things with us on fucking Instagram and Twitter and, like, just, like, all of our patrons. Like, thank you so much for helping us make this possible. Like, we literally couldn't do it without you. Our network dread, like, you've like actually been supporting us for so long.
Yeah.
Before a network even existed.
Yeah. Before you even had a network, you were in our corner. And we're so grateful for that. Great. I'm so glad that I'm choking on my own tears. Yeah. I don't even have anything funny to say anymore. I'm just really grateful.
Don't either.
Our first Sammy Awards are in the bag. And thank you to everyone who voted Thank you to everyone who presented an award.
We so appreciate all of you. Maddie and Andrew from Friday the 13th.
Tim and Brian from Civil Gore Podcast.
Josh from Dread Central and Development Hell.
Jazz and Kat from Girl That's Scary.
Mikey from The Horror Virgin.
Chelsea Stardust.
Guy Busick and Larry Tooneytown.
Kyle Gallner.
And Devin Sawa.
And lastly, our producer, Eric, who made this possible and sat through his wife fangirling over another man.
Thank you so much to everyone. We found Paul.
We found Paul. He was in our hearts all along.
All along. This has been amazing. I'm going to go cry.
Yeah. If you haven't already, you know, join our Facebook group, join our Patreon. We have so much fun stuff going on over there. And you can follow us at KK Sam Podcast on all the things. This has been 200 episodes that you guys have been listening to us, and we only exist because of you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This has been Kim and Kat Stay Alive.
Maybe.
So until
next week, stay alive.
Goodbye.
Put a ghost in me.
I'm done.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.